As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP today alongside Brian Mitchell. We have Caps tickets all day to Game 2, every hour at 20 minutes past the hour until 5:20. Your next chance coming up at 12:20, our latest winner, Hannah in Clarksburg. Congratulations, Hannah. You're going to Game 2.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited. Let's go, Caps.
Oh, yeah? What were you looking forward to?
Seeing Ovi.
Well, you're going to see him, believe me.
How many Caps games you get to this year?
I think it was about 2. I wish we went to more. My husband is a huge listener of your guys' station, so we were kind of tag teaming this to grab these tickets. So thank you so much. I appreciate it.
There you go.
Absolutely, Hannah.
Hey, partnership always works.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a lot of fun.
Enjoy
and go
yourselves.
That's going to be awesome. That'll be a fun environment over there tonight and in Game 2 again. Your next chance at Game 2 tickets for the Capitals comes up at 12:20. Jaden Daniels was on with John Gruden. He's done a really good job. We were just talking about this in the break. John Gruden, with some of his content, now that he's kind of back in the mainstream and people are kind of, he's talking with quarterbacks, doing all these different things. Mm-hmm. I think he's done a really, really good job. You know, he was someone that I really loved watching his content back in the day. The quarterback school he'd have with, you know, Andrew Luck and these guys coming out in the draft.
He was on the broadcast. I mean,
he was
John
awesome.
Kept it real.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went up there. Call like that. Well, you know, the referee. No. If they call a bad penalty, he talked about it. I loved it.
Yeah, he was not afraid to let you know what he was thinking. Well, Jaden Daniels joined John Gruden on YouTube this past week, and so I want to hear a little bit of what he had to say. He talked about how the routine for Jaden has made him successful and what he was able to do this season.
Isn't getting on a routine one of the key ingredients to being successful?
Oh, that's the biggest thing. Like consistency, you know, consistency is the biggest thing in this league. And having a consistent routine, obviously you got to redefine it each and every year as you get older. But finding your routine as fast as possible, I mean, that's probably going to set you up for the most success in the long run.
How hard is it to find that routine, B. Mitch? Like when you're getting into the league and figuring out what you need to do week to week, is it something that you kind of figure out, you follow some of the vets in your rookie year, or is it you kind of figure it out yourself as the years go on, and then by year 4, year 5, year 6,
well,
you kind of have it down?
For me, I came in and I began to watch other people and try to just imitate what they were doing.
Sure.
But then as you get older, you begin to find yourself trying to do the same things at the same time. You know, maybe getting to sleep at a certain time, eating at a certain time. You get to work. My day is going to start off in the morning where am I going to work out or am I going to look at some film? You know, whatever that is, you try to consistently do it. And it works. It's just like, you know, the whole thing I always say about if you do something over and over again, it just becomes a reaction instead of a thought. Because on the football field, if you're thinking, you're in trouble. You know, things got to become a reaction. And you watch Jaden. I watch him come out on the field. He goes through the same thing with the basketball and the tennis ball. And he goes and he does stuff by the kicker's net where he's throwing stuff into the net. And a lot of people may be looking at it that don't understand anything of what's going on, but it translates to the game for him. And the whole basketball thing, you know, I always wonder, like, what the hell is the basketball? And then you see him when he shoots, it gets your wrists even a little bit more limber and loose and things like that. So getting that, trying to have the routine be exactly the same over and over again, it becomes second nature. Like I tell people about dieting, make something a lifestyle change instead of like something you're going to just do just to get into a dress or get into a pair of pants. If you do it every day the same way, it doesn't become something different or a chore. It just happens.
Yeah, how much does it impact you when you have a difference of a routine where you have to make a change, whether it's a short week, longer week, whatever it is? Because I know for me, I was never at a high level, but playing golf, right? Like you obviously have a pre-shot routine. You go through it because you want to be able to, whether it's, you know, you're down by one on the 72nd hole of a tournament, or you're just teeing it up randomly on a random Saturday and you're just having some fun. You want to have the same routine so it feels the same, right? You get into the same rhythm. But how much does it change when something makes you change your routine?
So if you got a Thursday game instead of a Sunday game, you're talking about the game is 3 days earlier. What you do is that Tuesday, Monday, you start doing stuff going into that Thursday and you run right into the game. If the game is at night instead of being in the daytime, like when the game was at 1, I wake up in the morning, boom, and my day was already rolling. But if it's at night, you wake up in the morning, you have to make sure you don't, like, I will take that nap, and I wake up about that same amount of time, I will wake up prior to a 1 o'clock game. And then you start having everything rotate again. It's not that you have to do it exactly the same time every week. It's the timing of it. When you start doing things to build you up to a game, when you start doing things to get you ready for that actual practice that day, you know, and if you do those things like that, your body catches on. It knows at that point, like, okay, this is the day we're getting into action, or we're just going to practice today.
I like this from Jaden Daniels, cut number 4, where he was talking about how, you know, he had a great rookie season and he was one of the best players in the National Football League, a top 5 quarterback in the league. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't still have to prove himself year after year after year.
Now, I know every team in the league has made you the number one offseason project. You know these coaches are sitting in there day in, day out, studying you. How does that motivate you, and what does that make you feel like?
I just think as a competitor, you're always trying to find little ways to get better. And for me, it's like last year was last year. That's great. But it's a whole new year now, and I still got to go out there. I got to prove myself to my teammates, the organization, each and every day that I'm getting better. And then when it's time to prepare and when those games come, I got to know that, hey, how can I eliminate some tendencies, you know, stuff like that, because that's the big thing. You know, coaches are always trying to find tendencies of what this player is going to do so they can anticipate it and hopefully get you in that situation.
You're like a coach's dream, man. You know that?
I mean, he sounds like a guy, B. Mitch, that when we get 20, 25, 30 years down the road, we're going to be listening to these sorts of clips as someone that is an all-time great, right? Someone that you fall in love with because he has accomplished so much for this football team.
Oh, totally, totally. But the thing he's talking about, I speak about this a lot, where everyone talks about watching film of the other team. He's talking about watching film of himself. He said, find out tendencies you're giving off. And if you can pick up your tendencies that you're giving off, something that you do every time, then you can switch it up, or you can use it to make them think you're about to do something when you're finna do something else. Ernest Biner would always tell me, he said, man, I noticed right before the ball snap, you look right where you're going. So I used to like look around, boom, right before the ball snap. He said, if you do it every time, they will be waiting for you. So he started looking, look here. Going there, or look over here, but you're going up the middle. You find ways to try to make people, like, I would play against kickers, and what I did, I watched the kicker, and if you watch a punter, kicker, you watch where they line up, you know exactly where the ball is being kicked. To kick the ball to the right, they have to start farther over to their left, and they go up, and then they come at the ball. To kick it to their left, they're like close to the ball where they could just pull it over to the left. So what you do, you line up right where they kicking it at. they now have to try and adjust to try to fool you, and it'll mess them up.
Mm-hmm.
Or you line up where they don't – you make them think you don't know what the hell they're doing, and then you just – as soon as they get close to the ball, you take off. Now you catch the ball and you come at it. You know, we would go out there with two returns based on where they're kicking. And I would wait. And then we would call – I would call a number, and then the people in the front of me would begin to just shoot the number all the way to the front, and we knew – going right or left, or even going in the middle. You got to find ways to pick up on them and also make sure they can't pick up on you.
Yeah, I mean, it's great to hear a guy that had a successful rookie season, and he's been like this since he's been drafted. He's as humble as could be. He understands that this isn't something where how many guys have had rookie seasons that were really, really good and then never did anything afterwards?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be one of those guys.
Right, don't stay stagnant. And the thing about what I love about Jaden – plays this game in a way most people don't even know. His mom made a comment to me and Santana about what he does. I love it. People just say he's out there just laughing. He laughing because he cracking jokes on people. He having fun. He getting under their skin.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to be able to do that.
Yeah, he stays calm under pressure. And the other thing, too, about it is he prepares, but he's not someone out there that has to tell you how hard he's working. Hey. Everyone else will tell you how hard he's working.
After the game is over, you know he's been working hard.
But exactly right. He's not one that has to tell you. I want to hear some of the rest of Jaden Daniels' audio. Also, former Washington quarterback could be on the move. And remember, Caps tickets at 12:20. Keep it tuned right here to 106.7 The Fan.